From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. The pressure continues to expand air attacks on Islamic State. The British Prime Minister David Cameron has appealed to lawmakers to back airstrikes against Islamic State militants in Syria, saying it will make the country safer. He said the attacks in Paris must act as a call to arms, but analysts have cautioned that the air campaign will not defeat the terror group or stop Islamic State-inspired attacks in Europe. Henry Ridgewell has more from London.
From their base in Cyprus, British warplanes are already conducting airstrikes on Islamic State targets in Iraq. Prime Minister Cameron told British lawmakers that operation must be extended to the group's heartland in Syria.
We do face a fundamental threat to our security. We can't wait for a political transition. We have to hit these terrorists in their heartlands right now.
British lawmakers will be given a vote on extending the airstrikes to Syria, but only when the government is sure the bill will not be defeated. The main opposition, Labour Party, has yet to declare its voting intentions. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
Belgium lowered the terror alert in the capital city Thursday, 5 days after it was raised to the highest possible level, according to the government's crisis center. Brussels remains on high alert, however, following a 4-day security lockdown during which schools and the metro were closed. The security measures were taken because of fears that French and Belgian militants would carry out more terrorist attacks like the one in Paris on November 13th. Belgian authorities have been pursuing a Brussels man suspected of participating in the Paris violence and possible accomplices while they have arrested 5 people on terrorism charges. This is VOA News.